Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Ah, the first snowfall. So pleasant in your time, but in mine, especially disturbing. Since there is no atmosphere on this wayward moon hurtling through the universe, I think it's the ash of my ancestors. Oh, now I'm getting myself down. Oh, it could be something else. Maggots. Larva!
In your future, books will be written, memories will be hidden, and when memories are hidden, there is only one man who can find them, Max Majors!
Another chapter complete.
Another chapter complete. We shall write in the book of time and seal it with the wax.
Good. As I write my memoirs of time, Wong, my memories get literally put in the book.
Indeed.
And taken from my head.
Yes, it is quite a fascinating read what you have documented up until now. In fact, I was leafing through your book of a time, and I saw a chapter entitled The Mystic Grape.
Ah, yes. The Mystic Grape, Wong.
Whatever became of the Mystic Grape, your recounting in the book ends at a precipitous moment, and there is nothing further except the blank pages.
I'm afraid that's where my memory runs out. You see, that mystery, as best I can remember, for we will have to delve into the pages of my own memoir to know, for the memories are gone from my head, Wong, and I was counting on your superior oriental intellect to recall these events. But in the climactic moment, in the case of the Mystic Grape, my memories go completely blank. I have no idea how or if that case was resolved.
It is true, Master. I also have a suspicious blank spot in my memory, too, concerning the Mystic Grape. Shall we enact the scrying screen and delve into the pages?
You suggest that we solve a crime already solved once again for our own recollection and edification?
The crime in this case, Master, is the crime of our stolen memories and why they are no longer present in our heads.
Aha! A superfluous crime stapled onto a crime in history. Yes, Wong! I think we shall dive into the books, into our memories, and enter
indeed. Let me assemble the candles. As you know, the process will be somewhat involved and will require us shedding our egos, super egos, and ids.
We will have to cast a hex of book entering.
Entering the book?
That's it. Thank you.
Yes.
That's why I keep an oriental around.
Exactly. And that to prepare your meals, of course.
Of course.
By the way, you hungry at all right now before we begin this?
I'm peckish.
You're peckish? All right, let me see what I have here in my wicker basket. Let's see, I have pickles. Oh, sauerkraut. This is organic. I got this from the farmer's market. Let's see here. I've some carrots. There's a lot of roots in here. Is there anything that appeals to you?
Ladle me a cup of sauerkraut, and I'll drink it straight away.
There you are. Well, I did not puree this, so I will ladle it. And drink it if you can, but be careful. The sauerkraut is spicy. It has garlic scapes in it.
For is this not one of the ingredients we need to ingest? To delve into the pages of our own memories?
You saw past my sleight of hand there, sir. I was trying to feed you the necessary ingredients without you becoming aware of it. But of course, as Max Magus, you've seen and all. No.
Yes, of course I do, Walt. And I'll take my watch back, if you please.
Oh, there you go. Nice, it's a nice watch. I read the inscription on the back. To Susan.
Yes.
From Susan. And for Susan. It's a triptych.
I want to cry about this memory. If I could remember Susan.
Perhaps this somehow is connected to the mystical creeper.
Then let us not waste any more time.
Shirts off.
Belts unbuckled.
Cream applied.
Apples sliced.
Pen uncapped.
Dog murdered.
Poor animal. It never saw it coming.
All it knew was love.
Yes, love. That's all it wanted.
Dog mourned.
The grief is palpable.
I regret my actions.
I'm over it. I'm over it.
Could be too.
Life goes on.
Yes,
life goes on.
We have more pressing needs. The needs of the many outweigh the needs of this dog.
Poor dumb animal. I'm back into grief again. I'm over it. I have to tell myself, over it. I must compartmentalize until later. Until later, we can let our grief flow. Like the mighty Danube.
Or the Yangtze, Wong, since that is your homeland.
Indeed. I have not thought about my home in many years.
Home thought of.
Done.
And now, to drink from the cup of sauerkraut. At once.
Ready? Together.
No! My ribcage is spreading. Skin stretching into the infinite.
My hair is like a filaments of gold spun upon a spinning wheel of infinity.
Nostrils expanding into themselves.
My tongue is like a bath mat that is brand new. It still is not, it hasn't been laundered even once yet.
Eyeballs staring at each other. Into the
Welcome, Wong, to my memories.
It is incredible in here.
Every adventure I've gone on, everything I've experienced, I've placed in this mystical book.
And we are between the pages of that book. As we take steps, the pages are flip, and we can delve into them.
You see a cascade of images behind us. Me is a small, brilliant child.
Oh, there you are. Look at you. You can tell you are intelligent by the size of your head.
Manipulating my parents and defeating me.
Indeed. They had no idea what to... there, you murdered them.
Yes, well, they wanted me dead first. Let's not forget.
That's right.
But that's a story for another day, Wong. Look ahead.
There it is. The mystic grape itself. And there is a small man beside it. He is toad-like. His skin is iridescent. Who is this man?
The man who hired me for the case. His name is Alphonse.
Alphonse.
Come, let us begin.
We move without walking. How is this possible?
It's a floating trick, I know.
Your powers have never failed to amaze me.
Oh, Wong.
And there is Alphonse.
Thank you. Thank you for solving the case. I'm so glad that you have figured out what was wrong at my winery. All of the hauntings have now ceased, thanks to you, Max Magus, and of course, Wong.
Behold, Wong, we see ourselves solving the case.
Well, there we are. Look at me. I'm at least, like 20 years younger.
And look at me.
Full head of hair, yeah.
Fit!
You are. Look at you. Your forearms are so sinewy, or your veins stand out in sharp relief.
Oh, women want me. Men want to be me.
I just want to say thank you for helping with this horrible mystery and finding out why my vineyard was haunted. I don't have a lot of money. Can I offer you bottles of wine?
Of course you may, Alphonse. Of course. But I'm afraid this case isn't solved yet.
Well, why not? You discovered that it was old man Johansson in a mask the whole time and not a ghost at all at my vineyard.
Yes, that was the easy part. Old man Johansson was a poor mimic of ghostery.
Well, he wasn't very good at it, that's for sure.
Yes, and yet he fooled you, didn't he, Alphonse?
He sure did.
Moron.
I'm not very bright. I only know winemaking and basic speech.
I adore you and your simplicity. Oh, to be you one day a week.
Wine?
Please.
Yes, I will take some wine, please. Please pour it into this ceremonial cup.
Sure thing.
And I'll take it in a wooden plate.
All right.
Yes, and pour me a little more in this miniature coffin.
Sure, there you go.
And I'll take some just directly into this mouse.
All right.
Yes, sir, and I have the udder of a virgin ewe.
I'll have to get another bottle.
Yeah, if you could just put a little bit
in there. Oh, for sure. Here's some more.
Thank you.
Oh, I'll take a ramekin size.
All right.
Pour.
Well, there you go. I've poured it into your hat. I've filled up the mouse and the ramekin. I don't know what else I'm going to have to get a fourth bottle.
This will quite do. Now, place them all together.
Okay.
All right, let us say the incantation.
I don't know this incantation.
Oh, just go along.
Oh, yes. Okay, sure. A human corpse here the whole time?
You know full well you haven't been making wine from grapes.
You have been fermenting people.
It's the only way that my wine can have the flavor that people like so much.
When people say your wine is a full-bodied...
It really is. More wine?
I would take a little more.
It tastes
it is
amazing.
Very good.
Go. But this will be the last wine you serve. You're going away for a long time.
I know. More wine?
Yes, of course.
Yes, please, just a little bit. Just a snifter of it.
You know what? We've got time.
Indeed, we have all the time in the world here in your Mystic Balkan. Look at our younger counterparts interacting with Alphonse over there.
Should we join them?
Let us inhabit them and experience what it was like to live again.
I'll have to pour that wine.
Okay, Max, here you go. Wong, more for you?
Oh, please.
I might as well get rid of it all. If I'm going to jail, no one will take care of the wine.
Yes, let's drink these people.
More wine?
Yes, please.
I've forgotten how good this wine tastes.
I've forgotten all about this wine.
I know, it was excellent. Quite a good year.
I'm acquiring a taste for fermented flesh.
This was foretold in the prophecy, Maximages.
Is this why we can't remember the rest of this case?
We have become undead parasites of the corpses that he fermented into wine.
Did we go on a bender of drunken cannibalism?
The last weekend.
Of course.
We must go further into this memory and find out what our exploits led us to.
More wine?
Yes, please, of course.
There you go.
Of course,
more wine.
There's
only one way to find out what we do is to have more wine.
What do you mean?
Never mind, Alphonse. Now I'm from the future, and you can't ever understand that.
Oh, wow, you're from the future?
We are coinciding with our past selves and our future selves in the same bodies, speaking to you now in the past as you stand by the portal to the Mystic Grave.
You're nothing but a memory now. You've died and gone to hell.
Oh, so you know everything I've done?
Yes.
Well, we forgot what you did.
Yeah, we'll have to flip ahead and see.
You forgot that I got you totally drunk, and then you murdered a bunch of people so I could make more wine, and then when I was supposed to go to jail, you couldn't remember who I was, and I just took off?
Wait a second.
Hold on.
How do you know?
Gotta go.
He vanished.
I'm too drunk to chase.
I'm a pissed out of my mind.
I cannot move right now. I'm so wasted.
You know what they say when you get drunk. you get stiffer. And I feel pretty stiffer right now.
Are we talking about what I think we're talking about, Wong?
I think so.
Wong, let's do it.
What? Okay. This is the last thing I wanted to do.
Shut up!
Oh, God.
Shut up! All right, boys, what's happening in here? Oh, my goodness. As a police officer, I've never seen such carnage. Bodies and wine everywhere. Your magician's license might enable you to murder a bunch of people, but to drink them?
So, I see my reputation precedes me here in wine country.
Now, you're all coming with me. You, and these remnants of these bodies.
This is a terrible... We're being incarcerated. What kind of prison will you take us to?
I'll tell you what kind of magic prison, especially since you're both magic.
Magic prison? There has not been a prison built, Maximages, that can hold you and your mystical sorcery.
Of course, Wong. Since obviously we have escaped it, since we lived to write this tale.
Everything that we do from this point forward is completely without stakes.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Exactly. It might make it uninteresting for anyone who might be listening on the outside. But for us, our destiny is written.
Preordained.
At least as far as we live.
Indeed.
Whatever happens to us, we can take the beating of our lives and we'll still walk out of...
Shut up back there.
It may hurt now, but 20 years from now, in our present time stream, we'll be completely fine, Wong.
That's right. We will be looking at the book and recounting this, but be fine.
All right, into the prison.
Listen, I may be completely sloshed.
Yes.
But I have a trick to get us out of here.
Is it that card trick? The one where you produce the card I'm thinking of?
No.
Is it the trick where you have a wad of flash cotton in a small holster in your hand and you make a bright flashing light?
You're getting warmer.
Is it the one where you take a coin from my ear?
That's the one. I take a coin from your ear. I place it in the keyhole. Coin turns into a key. He turns the lock.
All right, stop talking in there now.
You're drunk.
Stop talking in there. This mystic prison you'll never get out of.
Unless, of course, you have a coin key, which I personally doubt you do.
Shut up, O'Shaughnessy.
Enough talk!
Yes?
The spell might not even exist in the world of magic, but I'm so drunk right now that I think I can pull it off.
All right, if I give you all of my essence to support you.
I feel like I took some of it already.
Oh, yeah, so we...
On the face.
Oh, that was inadvertent. It was not deliberate.
Fair enough.
Okay.
I appreciate that. Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
I know you respect me more than that.
Of course I do.
All right. I'm gonna pull a coin out of your ear.
All right. Hold on. Whoa.
Past your eardrum. Gotta break your eardrum to get in there.
Oh, God.
Get in there. Coin.
Oh, look at that. Covered in wax.
Covered in wax? With a little bit of skull.
It will grow back.
The skull?
Of course.
I can will it to, if I wanted to.
Do you want to?
No. Too drunk. Maybe tomorrow. I gotta sleep in. I gotta sleep us off. All right? We are not done this night by a long shot, Wong.
Oh, God.
Watch this. Coin. Coin and key. Ah, so hard to concentrate. I need your essence, Wong.
Okay. There's a key. Focus. Let me be your conduit, Maximages. Funnel your mystic energies through me and into that key. Yes, I'm sorry. I was thinking Frankfurter the whole time.
All right, let's just shove this in the keyhole.
All right, go for it. It worked. We're out. We're in the hallway. Where is O'Shaughnessy? Oh, there he is.
doing his paperwork.
Let's see. I got two. Well, one white, one Asian. Check. Inventory of the jail.
Yep, is it the one white, one Asian? Which one was he talking about?
I don't know. Obviously, it's one white, one Oriental.
Okay. You know, if I had half a mind, if I wasn't so drunk right now, I'd correct him.
You do have half a mind.
Indeed.
And I... Switchblade in my shoe. Magic could get us out of here, but I'm so wasted that I just feel like murdering that man.
Hello? Yep. Yeah, it's Shaughnessy at the prison. No, I've got Max Magus and Long in there. They keep going on about how they're rummaging through old memories of a case, but they're drunk.
Float over.
I mean, if that was the case, they could just wheel themselves out of the memory and back to wherever they were, but of course they're just loaded.
Float over.
There it is.
Yep. Okay. All right, we'll see you soon, Mom. Bye-bye.
Oh, Shaughnessy.
What? Ah!
Baby did a bad, bad thing.
How'd you get out?
Kind of just left the bomb around this one.
Join your whore of a mother in the grave. She's not dead. He just hung up on her, right?
She will be, Wong. She will be.
What are you saying, Max?
I'm giving in to the forces that led us here, Wong. We have to become what we believe we became to know where this case leads. We have to go on a drunken murderous rampage.
Okay, to the main exit. This is commandeered. This is a stagecoach.
Excellent.
On, you steeds of Black Knight.
On into the night. We must find Susan and understand what she was and why.
Susan, of course, yes, of course, the name, a tool from and for Susan.
The triptych on the watch.
It makes sense now. The final piece of the puzzle, O'Shaughnessy's mother, Susan.
Wong, you genius.
There, in the distance, there is a house. Slow, you steeds of night.
Just murder them. Don't worry, we're going to need their blood anyways.
Totally.
Quick, get your vials.
Yes, so my vials. And my wicker basket here. Okay, I've got sauerkraut. I got some pickled. Why did I bring these carrots? We never have the carrots.
I need the carrots. Give me the carrots.
Carrots. The carrots were on the horses.
Well, they're dead now, aren't they, Wong?
Well, if I hollow the carrots out, they can become our vials.
Ah, you're right.
Blood-filled carrot vials.
As you see, the Lost Weekend is taking shape.
Of course.
We have got to get to an In-N-Out later.
Kill for a burger.
Oh,
I've killed for a lot less, obviously.
You just did?
Yes.
I could have just put him to sleep with a spell. I killed O'Shaughnessy. We've got to bring him back.
A reanimation! It crosses the threshold of all that you stand for.
I know, but sometimes you must dance with the devil to right the wrongs you've made.
But to bring him back to the dead is to reanimate the corpse, but not to restore his soul.
He'll be even worse a cop than he was before.
That'll be hard.
High five.
Yeah, high five right there. I'm so drunk right now.
Who's in my yard?
Oh,
hello? I was just on the phone with my son, but he hung up. My son is a police officer. I hope no one's out in the yard waiting to murder me. I just got a brand new watch from my son. I just want to wear it and enjoy it.
Susan!
Hello?
Be quiet.
What?
I can't pee when you're talking.
Who's there peeing in my yard?
Maximage said, let me broker this introduction.
Excellent. Make me pee.
Susan.
An Oriental!
Yes, please. Do not be horrified by my appearance. I am a regular.
I will call my son, who is a police officer, and he'll be here immediately.
You may find that your son does not answer the phone.
What?
He's dead. We murdered him.
And now you're here to murder me and take my watch?
We're so sorry.
Just take
Susan.
It. Just take the watch.
We're
just
so
don't
sorry.
Murder me. Just take it.
Susan.
No. Please stop going inside to lock the door.
Shut up,
take
Susan.
Take my watch. Goodbye.
Susan, we are here to bring your son back.
What?
But you must know this. Maximages is in a league with forces that you cannot understand, I cannot comprehend, and he cannot understand either.
As we speak right now, Susan,
we're drunk.
We're really drunk, and I am making a golem out of my own urine.
Oh, I don't understand.
Exactly. He has removed a lot of the water content from his own urine, and what is left is essentially the uric acid, which is now solid.
But it contains a blood alcohol content. mixed with human flesh, which died over the years. I don't know the vintage, but I'm going to use that blood alcohol flesh content in my urine to bring your son back.
Please, and just don't murder me. I've given you my watch already.
Susan, we need to know about this watch. To Susan.
That's me.
From Susan.
That's me.
For Susan.
That's me. My son gave it to me as a gift, but I had it engraved, and the engraver screwed up. It was actually to Susan, for Susan, but from O'Shaughnessy.
Don't lie to us, Susan.
I'm not. Why would I? What do I gain from this lie?
You named your son Susan?
No, it's to Susan is me, for Susan is me, but the engraver screwed up and just wrote Susan three times.
So you didn't name your son Susan?
No, his name's Kevin.
Kevin O'Shaughnessy.
Can you bring him back?
We are bound to bring him back.
I'm getting tired.
No, come on. Don't fade on me now.
No, you're right. We got a party all weekend.
All right.
I have another wineskin of human.
Indeed. I put O'Shaughnessy in the back of the stagecoach when you were like... you fell asleep for a short time. You blacked out, all right? I put him in the back. Here he is, O'Shaughnessy's body.
Take a good look, Susan.
No, I don't want
Take
her.
A good look.
No.
Look at what we did. It's what you get, you whore.
I gave up that life so long ago.
And what have you done since?
I had a beautiful son.
Pretty good
mail order business. Doing some quilting in the neighborhood.
Yeah, your quilts are crap, though. They look like they have, like, dryolit all over them.
You're so mean.
Pieces of garbage. And so monochromatically unappealing.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry I'm so mean to you.
Murdered my son and...
Shut up!
I gave you my watch.
I don't want this watch.
We know that watch came with us back into the present. If we leave that watch now here...
We undo our futures. We change our destinies.
You, Maximages, are the cosmic watchmaker.
I'm gonna tinker, retool... Change the things inside, make it tick backwards, make it tick forwards, whatever I want with it. Changing, turning it into a device.
There it is. Chrono device.
Chrono mastery.
Chrono mastery. He holds it aloft. Look.
No!
Susan, look at it.
You made me look at so many horrible things. Oh, that's nice.
Stare into time, Susan. This is to Susan, as in... I show it to her.
Okay, yes.
This is from Susan.
Right.
As in that she gave it to us.
Yes.
And this is for Susan. I take him back to a time where he was not murdered by me. Rise, O'Shaughnessy. Rise.
Oh, what happened? Oh, Mom.
Son.
Mom, what's happened to Max? Why are you out of prison? I arrested you both.
Well, we better kill him.
I think we have to, he's the only witness.
All right, fellas, it's back to...
Oh, God, why have you done this?
Now listen, we're going to bring him back one last time, all
Max,
right?
Max, do you realize we have created a temporal loop? We're stuck inside the temporal loop, or whether you were tinkering or with that watch. You have entrapped us in a causality chain that we must break.
Fuck.
Yes, a fuck.
Damn it, what are we gonna do, Mom?
Well, weren't you saying earlier that you were just remembering all of this? If you just kind of wake up from the dream, doesn't all of this just end?
I've got it!
What is it?
All we have to do is get so drunk that we forget any of this ever happened.
Indeed.
And it won't have happened.
Mystic Grape, Susan, do you have any of that Mystic Grape wine?
Well, that's the best wine around. I have several bottles of it right
delicious,
here.
Delicious, delicious.
It's made of people. It's what your son does.
Now I'm filling my ceremonial
my son
cup.
Was a cop.
I'm pouring this into a mouse.
Into the chalice. Into the other of that you.
Making the mouse excreted into the
bone. Oh, it's so good.
Oh,
Maximages.
What time is it?
It is 11:30. Well, past your bedtime. Your light was on. I came down to see you. You are still awake. Is something troubling you?
No, I feel fantastic.
You look good. Your skin has a healthy glow, almost a radiance.
I feel like a tremendous weight has been lifted from my chest.
Huh. I see you have been writing in your time book.
Mystic Grape.
Yes.
I finished the chapter. It went splendidly.
And that is the end.
The details don't matter, Wong.
Do they ever?
That is what I've learned. Do they ever indeed?
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
Mystic Grape. Improvised by Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates as Max Magus, Lee Smart as Wong, and Nug Nargang as Alphonse, Officer O'Shaughnessy, and Susan O'Shaughnessy. Recorded at Illusionoid Laboratories in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Illusionoid can be heard on Stitcher. Listen to over 25,000 radio shows, podcasts, and live radio stations for free on your iPhone, iPad, Android, and PC. Discover the best of news, entertainment, comedy, sports, and talk radio on demand with Stitcher Radio. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You could submit a title for a future episode. Tweet it to us at IllusionoidPod or post it on the wall of our Facebook page and give us a like while you're there. Also, stop by our iTunes page and give us a review, as those ratings help us climb the charts. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on
Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.